Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our discussion with loan expert Mark Brockett. Today we're talking about jumbo loans.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. And Mark Brockett has joined me today with Willamette Valley Bank Home Loan Services. Thanks for joining me, Mark.
You bet, Marcia.
We want to talk a little bit about the financing of the high end, the luxury homes. There is a lot of cash out there, but at a certain point, you don't want to put all your cash out on the table on a single purchase. And those that have to have a strategy because of their income base may say, I want to get something financed. Let's talk. A jumbo loan is at what dollar amount for minimum loan?
Okay, for minimum loan, a conventional loan goes from basically zero to $424,100. So $424,100. Okay. Any loan amount above $424,100 is what we call a jumbo loan. It's just a separate portfolio of funds.
And I've heard historically, jumbo loans have not been very competitive, so people have really fought to stay below that figure that was the minimum so they could stay within. Are jumbo loans still a little bit of a tap on you for interest rate?
It's interesting because not long ago, in the last, this year, 2017, interest rates on a jumbo loan were actually at or just below what a conventional interest rate was. But typically, a jumbo interest rate is going to be anywhere from only an eighth to maybe a quarter percent higher in rate.
Okay. Well, that's really good news, actually.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Not bad.
And I always thought that was counterintuitive, that those that could afford to get financing were going to be jeopardized for that. What's the minimum down payment for that
type of loan?
20%. So you've got to have some skin in the game.
You do have to have some skin in the game. We do have an investor where they will go up to 85% loan to value, no mortgage insurance.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, it's a great program.
So when you're looking at the possibility of a jumbo loan, what other things are you going to be checking with that borrower?
Okay. Minimum credit score, 720. So any credit score below 720 is probably not going to qualify for a jumbo.
It's kind of a hard line thing there.
It's very hard line.
What about debt to income?
Debt to income is exactly the same as a standard conventional Fannie Freddie loan. Typically 45% DTI on the back end.
Okay. All right. So you've got an opportunity there. Jumbo loans are competitive right now. You want a long-term, little higher loan amount? Give Mark Brockett a call at Willamette Valley Bank Home Loan Services. Thanks for joining me, Mark.
You bet.
I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.